Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, December the 6th, 2020. I am Bishop Shalene Cook, but I am being joined here by a very anointed, hallelujah, spiritual family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Apostle Edwin Holloway, and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Praise God. And we're sure that some of the saints are going to come marching in. But in the meantime and in between time, we just want to say we are so glad that you have joined us here this morning. Hallelujah. You can listen to us each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon. Hallelujah, Eastern Standard Time. It is now time for our opening prayer. Hallelujah. And we are going to go to opening prayer this morning. Glory to God. And just invite him in to our worship service. And we are going to ask that Minister Tina Brown just open us up in prayer and ask the Lord to come on in. Minister Tina.
Well, good morning, everyone. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
And praise God.
Hallelujah.
For this beautiful day.
Amen.
We are so
Amen.
Blessed to be here and have
Amen.
Another day to celebrate Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. We come to you today to ask that you open our hearts and our ears as we receive today's message, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful that we get to be able to worship you in the comfort of
yes,
our home, Heavenly
Lord.
Father, during this pandemic. We are so thankful that we have this opportunity to be able to still come to you in our time of need and our time of praise and worship. And we just thank
yes.
you so much for all who have joined us today, Heavenly Father. We are so thankful that there are people out there who are wanting to hear your worship and your message, Heavenly Father. We thank you to the speakers who are going to be speaking today and the messengers today. We thank you for Spirit Alive Ministries, Bishop Shirlene Cook and the Spirit Alive family. We are so thankful that we are all here today to hear your word.
Yes, Lord.
May
thank
our
you, Jesus.
Heart ears be open and receive the message today. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Let the church of God
amen.
Say amen. That were beautiful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us. Down before him. Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Come.
Better.
Come.
even know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him.
Thank you, Lord.
Kneel down before him.
He's
the King of kings and Lord of lords.
Morning's meditational reading, and we are so blessed to have Mother Mitchell back this morning on her post. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are blessed. So my brothers, my sisters, I know many of you have let me know that you were praying for her and that, you know, you love the way she reads that she does the reading. So this morning, praise God, we are just going to let her dive right on in. She will be reading, hallelujah, from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So, Mother Mitchell, come on in the room and do what you and the Lord do. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. I thank you for your prayers. I just thank you for loving on me and praying for me. This morning, our devotional reader is entitled God's Love Demonstrated. We're going to be looking at Romans 8 and 32, which reads, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Pretty good question for the Lord, huh? Here's his answer. When we go through a trial, we tend to ask ourselves, does God really love me? How come I don't seem to see it? When that happens, it is time to bring in the cross. For God's love for you is displayed forever at the cross. God gave up his son to suffer and die on the cross for you. Jesus was pierced in 7 places for you. In his head by the crown of thorns, his 2 hands and feet by the nails, and his side and heart by the spear of a Roman soldier. Jesus wore the crown of thorns on his head so that you can have a sound mind free from fears, guilt, depression, anxieties, and stress. When Jesus first showed his nail-pierced hands to his disciples, he said to them, "Peace be with you." You can read more about that, John 20, verses 19 and 20. He wanted them to know that peace is found in his finished work, typified by his pierced hands. The more you see his finished work, which has brought complete forgiveness of all your sins, the more your conscience will be at peace and rest. Jesus' feet brought him to places where there was lack, disease, rejection, condemnation, and even death. And those feet were nailed pierced so that you do not need to be in such places yourself. He has rescued you from having to accept and suffer these things in life. Blood and water flowed out of Jesus' side when it was pierced, John 19 and 34. Medical science will tell you that that means his heart had ruptured. Jesus died literally of a broken heart so that your heart can be filled with joy. And just as Eve came forth-eyed when he was sleeping, the bride of Christ, the church, came forth from Jesus' pierced side and death. If he died to have you as his spoken bride, he lives today to care for you. Beloved, the only man-made thing in heaven today are those scars on his body. They will remain forever as tokens of his everlasting love and passion for you. So if God did not spare his son, but delivered him up for you, how will he not with him also freely give you all things? May the Lord add blessings and favor upon the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for today, God's love for you is ever at the cross. Amen.
Jesus, we.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he
Woo!
Yes,
that should
he
just
will.
Make you shout right there when you know you belong to him.
Yes, he will. Yes,
and he will. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
I thank you.
Glory.
I thank you.
Yes,
when your friends don't stick by your side, Jesus
will.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, I know you will.
Hallelujah.
I know you will.
You know,
Lord,
when the doctor said they
don't
know what they can do and they can't hear you, let me tell you something. Jesus will.
Thank
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And I am inviting you to join with myself, Bishop Shalene, and the mighty servants of this house, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Edwin Holloway, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Tina Brown, Evangelist Kathy Horton, Missionary Diane Williams, and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. We invite you to come and stand with us now in prayer as we stand in the gap, as we praise and worship, hallelujah, our God who loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son so that we might have access to him. And we believe all of God's word, all of it. So when we pray expecting. When we pray believing.
Yes.
When we pray, we pray knowing that what however God right. answers the situation, it will be for our good. And then sometimes we just like to go up to the Father, not asking him for anything, but just thanking him for being Father. So I want every blood-washed believer within the sound of my voice to put your focus on he who can do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can think to ask as we go to prayer with Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless you. Hallelujah. Let us go into prayer. Praise God. Let us bow our heads and look to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We come to you, Lord, just to thank you, hallelujah, for all that you do for us, your children. We thank you for who you are. We thank you this morning, hallelujah, for the gift of life. Hallelujah. We thank you for waking us up this morning. You didn't have to, but you chose to do it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' holy and righteous name. We thank you also for how you watched over us all week. Hallelujah. How you took care, helped us take care of what we needed to take care of. How you helped us do the things that we needed to do. We just praise you for your strength. Thank you. Hallelujah, for how you have helped us, hallelujah, even on this week. We thank you for answered prayer. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the prayers that have gone up, and we thank you for the prayers that you have answered. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for Mother Shirley Mitchell being back with us this morning. We thank you for touching her body as well
yes,
as
Lord,
others,
Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah, that were in
yes.
pain and suffering.
Yes,
we thank
Jesus.
You, hallelujah. We thank you for your healing power. We thank
yes.
you for your miracles that have been wrought on this week. We thank
yes.
you, hallelujah. We thank you for all that you do. Hallelujah. We just praise you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for taking care of our needs. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for keeping us sheltered and keeping us warm and keeping us with food and other things that we have need of. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, we are mindful of those that are without, and we ask, Lord, that you would touch them. Hallelujah. Those that are suffering, yet in pain, and those that are yet shut in and can't be out, we ask, Lord, that you would go to them, that you would go to their bedsides, go into their homes, go into their the shelters, the hospitals, hallelujah, the nursing homes, the rehabilitation homes. We pray, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray that you would send those, hallelujah, that love and care for your people, hallelujah, that they may touch in their lives, hallelujah, that they may bring an encouraging word to them, hallelujah, that they may be a blessing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Use us, Lord. Hallelujah, as your servants. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to do what we need to do. Help us, Lord, to reach out and to touch others, Lord, that are less fortunate. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we pray that you would move mightily, Lord, across the land, Lord. Hallelujah. Across our nation. Hallelujah. As we are hearing that the COVID-19 is on the rise again. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would go forth, that you would move in a mighty way, that you would cause your people, Lord, to not be so careless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But to be mindful, hallelujah, of these things, these viruses, these diseases. Hallelujah. We pray that they will be mindful, that they will want to be safe, that they will take precaution in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And Lord, as churches are opening back up again, hallelujah, and houses of worship, we pray, Lord, that you will go in, hallelujah, that you will touch, hallelujah, in those places, those leaders, hallelujah, that you will bless them to be mindful, hallelujah, to be safe, to take precaution, hallelujah, and their members as well, in the name of Jesus, that your people will be blessed, hallelujah, hallelujah, and not stricken, hallelujah, with diseases or viruses, but that they will be blessed, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that your word will go forth and it will heal, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that as your word goes out, it will do what it's sent out to do in the name of Jesus and not come back void. Hallelujah, because as we go into the houses of worship, we expect to come out blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we pray, Lord, that you will allow that to happen, allow that to take place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up those people that are suffering from natural disasters, hallelujah, eruptions, floodings, and all those kinds of things. We pray that you will restore, hallelujah, that you will restore their houses, that you will restore that which was lost, hallelujah, that you will bless those that are mourning for their family members that are lost, that still cannot be found. We ask, Lord, that you would have mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And even those mankind that is causing, hallelujah, disasters that are not natural but are caused by what they are doing, hallelujah, we pray in those situations as well as that you would protect those, hallelujah, those that are innocent in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you and we just praise you, hallelujah, for all that you're doing and that you're yet going to do for us, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, for all, hallelujah, that you are allowing us to do in your kingdom, in Jesus' name. And we just pray, Lord, for Spirit Alive broadcast. We pray for those that are listening in today that they will be blessed by your holy word, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray also for Bishop Shirlene Cook. We thank you, Lord, for healing her body. And we pray also for the rest of us that you would keep us healthy and well, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we lift up our young people today. We lift up children. We ask, Lord, that you will protect them. Hallelujah. That you will be their safety net. in the name of Jesus. Protect them, hallelujah, from the evil one, hallelujah, from those that are lurking around, hallelujah,
amen.
Just waiting
thank
to snatch up our children, hallelujah. Yeah. We pray for them, yeah. For your hand of protection,
yes,
to be upon them,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. We lift up those that are continuing to be abused. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord,
amen, Lord.
That they will be released
touch
from
Jesus.
The hand of the perpetrators. In the name
amen.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be with them, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We pray that you would release more of those that are in human trafficking, caught up in the human trafficking situations. We
come
pray,
on,
Lord,
now.
That you
come
would
on.
Release,
amen.
Release many more, Lord, that those perpetrators will be caught. Hallelujah. That they will have to stand, hallelujah, and be accounted for their evil. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it in Jesus' name. Going to the juvenile halls, hallelujah, this morning. The jails, the prisons, hallelujah. Those that are coming out, Lord, we pray that you would touch in their lives. Hallelujah. That you would send somebody to be a blessing to them, that they would speak a word into their hearts, Lord, that they might desire, hallelujah, to be saved and to serve you and then to become examples, hallelujah, to others, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you. We praise you, hallelujah,
amen.
For all that you are
thank
yet
you,
going
Lord.
To do. In Jesus'
amen.
Name, we thank you for it. Amen
thank
and
you,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Joy to the world.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Joy to the world. Glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. And I'm not going to be jumping around to a lot of scripture this morning. So if you would like to look up Psalm 122, I will be looking at that. Matthew chapter 24. Verses 36, and then I will look at verses 42 through 44, and Romans 13, 11 through 14. So as I said, I'd just like to once again say a very pleasant good morning to all of you that's in the family of faith. And I am so feeling so great this morning, and I'm ready to start this morning's message. But before I begin, I would just like to once again thank God and the wonderful servant leaders of Spirit Alive for blessing us all last month with a banquet table filled with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Jeffrey began by asking us, how are we standing in these times of troubles? He wanted to know, will the world see you or will it see Jesus? Next up, Evangelist Kathy Horton spoke to us about some things that God had to deal with her about, which was right on point with message one, because before you can stand anywhere for God, you have to know him and know that you're standing in him for yourself. Oh, glory. Because when we truly know and love God, we will be about his business. We will be about helping to uplift others and not tear them down. We will love and encourage others and not judge and condemn, as Evangelist Michelle told us in her message. Men don't condemn. And if we found that we were not exactly where we should have been, Apostle Zeta came along and reminded us that we have access to God at all times. And he is willing to go the distance with you if you're willing to go the distance with him by living for him. Yes, now is the time that we need to show the world Jesus at all times. Because as Apostle Holloway told us just last week, now is the time for all holy men and women to come to the aid of God's kingdom. Huh. Oh, praise God. Did anybody else besides me catch that holy hookup? I just come thanking you, Lord. So I have had the privilege of luxuriating in the word of God all last month. So as I said, this morning I am well rested and ready to go. So, most gracious and heavenly Father, I once again come before your throne, asking, Lord, that I decrease so that you increase, Lord. Step into this body of clay. Hallelujah. Use me, Father, as a vessel of honor. Hallelujah. Father God, I just praise you for this opportunity. I thank you, Father God, for every ear that's listening and every heart that is receiving. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would use this word to edify your saints and draw the lost. And I pray it all in your holy and righteous name. Amen, and to God be the glory. Now, praise God, many of you know I love Christmas because I try to get more Christ into my life each and every day. And many of you have heard me say at this time of the year that it's Jesus' birthday. So let's give him the only gift that he truly wants, and that's you. Now, you may be asking yourself, Bishop, what do you mean when you say give God you for Christmas? Well, actually, what I'm doing is inviting you to have the most meaningful Christmas ever by opening yourself to God and truly receiving his indescribable gift, his son, King Jesus. So today, we will start a 3-week journey to discover how to have the most meaningful and joyous Christmas every day of our lives by continually opening ourselves to God. Because the key to having a meaningful Christmas season, is knowing that it's all about what we can give God and not what he or Santa is going to give us. See, for the child of God, it's not all about what's under the tree. It's about the tree of eternal life, King Jesus. And that's why this year I wanted to offer up something different. Because I don't believe we need another sermon about how the world and even some Christians have commercialized Christmas. No. What we need to know is how to open ourselves up to the real meaning of this season. Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about getting into his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection. So this year, I want us to truly look at opening ourselves up to the idea of Christmas. You look at Christmas. Okay, now, you see the word Christ, and if you take that Latin word, M-A-S, that means mas in Spanish, in Portuguese, Latin, mas. So in actuality, what we're saying is more Christ, more Christ. That's the mindset we need to have, more Christ. And you know, all last month we were reminded of the generosity of God in preparation for Thanksgiving. And we also know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving because God is continually giving us access to the outpouring of his love, his grace, mercy, and so very, 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 very many blessings. You see, he constantly makes himself available to us through his holy word, his Holy Spirit, prayer, fasting, and daily devotion. It is in these times that the Lord opens up to us. He reveals himself to us. So why do some of us have such a problem opening ourselves up to him? After all he's done for us through his only begotten son, Jesus, why wouldn't we open up to our God and show his workmanship to others in our lives? How can we not share the joy of the season without sharing the reason for the season? Now, saints of God, I believe that there are benefits to truly opening ourselves up to God. And I'm going to share three of them with you today. The first benefit I believe that we have is a sense of joy and peace that the world just can't give you. But, oh, hallelujah, you need to say hallelujah and rejoice because it can't give it to you. It can't take it away either. And I believe that King David knew a little something about this joy and this peace as he wrote the 122nd Psalm when he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And then he prayed that peace may be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. Yes, indeed, there is joy and there is peace in opening ourselves up to God. You see, Christmas should not be a season that we should celebrate, not dread. Because absolutely nothing having to do with the true meaning of Christmas will drain us emotionally, physically, or financially. Oh, but it sure will fill us into running over spiritually. Hallelujah. And as Apostle Holloway just reminded me right before the service, it will be good to the last drop, I'm telling you. Every bit of it will. Hallelujah. See, that joy and that peace that David was sharing is one that can't be bought in Target. You can't walk up to it in Walmart. And you can't meet it in Macy's. You see, this gladness and serenity that comes from opening ourselves up to God can only be given by him. So, this Christmas, beloved, I submit to all of us, that instead of chasing the dream of joy and peace, we should turn to God and continually prepare ourselves to be there when joy and peace arise. Because you see, when God, especially Jesus, is our focus, joy and peace flow naturally. You see, because if we...
In the name of Jesus.
Bishop, we
Doing, but you know me. That's why they call me a producer. I'm overriding. So anyway, I'm just gonna see that for that sake. You're gonna have to hear some stuff twice, and it was really good too. So now you're gonna get cracked in your head twice. Let me tell you something. So, like I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted. Christmas is the season that we celebrate. It don't break us down. See. Like I said, we can't find the kind of joy and peace that God gives us. Huh. It can't be found in Target, Walmart, or Macy's. So, like I said, if we believe that Jesus was born, and if we believe that he was Emmanuel, God with us for 33 years, and then he was crucified for our sin, and then on the third day he rose, then we should be rejoicing, and we can have some peace and joy, because we know, if we know all that, then we know that he's coming back. Hello, somebody. We know he's
Amen.
Coming back.
Yes.
See, we can have that comfort and that joy right now, that peace right now, because we know the reason for the season. We have an up-close relationship, personal relationship with the one for which the angels heralded and said joy to the world. We have an understanding and a love relationship with the one the angels were speaking of when they said, behold, I bring you good tidings. He said, of great joy, which shall be to all people. They're not talking about nobody but Jesus. See, it's a joy that's just all down in your soul. It's that joy that makes you think of Christmas every day, because you're still connected to the one for which we celebrate Christmas. Now, I believe that the second benefit that we receive from opening ourselves up to God during this season is the joy found in watching. You know how the story says, and the shepherds were watching their flock by night. Hallelujah. Well, I believe that there is a joy that comes from watching. Some people will miss God this holiday season because they won't be looking for God. Matthew 24:36 and then 42-44 says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And then 42 says, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh, excuse me. See, it is so easy for folks to forget about God during this time of year, with all the sleigh bells and Santa Clauses and reindeers and Christmas ornaments and lights. We just forget about God. In fact, it's been said that as humanity, we have learned how to soar through the air like birds, swim through the sea like fish, soar through space like comets. But we have yet to learn how to walk on this earth as children of the Most High God. Why? Because we often forget to watch. Jesus told his disciples privately on the Mount of Olives that they needed to watch. They needed to watch because they did not know when the Lord would come. They needed to watch because no one would expect the day or the hour. They needed to watch because he wanted them to understand that something greater was coming. Now, in a world that has been shaken by terrorism, greed, war, in a nation still divided by political and economic boundaries, in a community where gossip, greed, envy, and hate keep us from being there for each other, let me tell you something. We cannot afford not to watch.
Amen.
If we profess to be children of God, if we profess to love one another as he first loved us, we can't afford not to watch.
Amen.
You know, in the very struggle of living in the now, the present, while waiting for the not yet Christ return, we need to be watchful disciples that know something better is coming. And that something better is nothing more or nothing less than the full experience of God's grace in our lives. You see, as Christian disciples, we watch, not in fear, but in expectation. You see, we watch, not in sorrow, but in joy. Oh, yeah, we watch, not in judgment, but in anticipation. See, when we're watching as children of God, we're not out there looking for sales tags, but we are looking for opportunities to serve. We are not just hoping for peace on the earth, but we are constantly examining it ourselves. We want to be that change that God wants to see. And not just at Christmas time, but every day of the year. So we've got to watch. We can't just turn into our own tents. You see a child outside by themselves, we got to watch. We live in an evil, evil world. Things are going on. And for everything that we see, there's a whole lot going on that we don't see, so we need to be watching. If the Lord didn't want us to watch, he would not have said, watch, fight, and pray. No, okay, watch and pray. He would not say watch and pray. He said, watch and pray. And the third benefit that I see we have when we open ourselves up to God during this season is that we get a closer sense of urgency. See, with every Christmas that goes by, the saint of God understands that our salvation is nearer than we first believed, as recorded in Romans 13:11. It says, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Saints of God, I submit to you this morning, Christmas shopping lists, Christmas cards, and even family gatherings all become a little less important when we place those things next to the real reason for the season. You see, gifts, cards, and family gatherings are all wonderful things. But if they don't point to Jesus, the one who was fully human and fully divine, the one who in the fullness of time laid down his deity and allowed himself to don flesh so that he could be born into this world of a virgin, all knowing, doing all of this, knowing that he was only coming to die? And then, while he was here, he said a few things straight so we, his children, wouldn't have to. See, what he did was he came and he shook up the political, social, and religious structure of his day so that we can now continue the kingdom building process for his glory today. Because if it's not for the glory of God, then all we're doing is just showing the world a bunch of empty gestures. And the world needs more than that. Jesus said it well when he stood in his home pulpit for the first time and told the crowd that was gathered there. He said, now is the time to preach the gospel. Now is the time to heal the brokenhearted. Now is the time to proclaim liberty to the captives. Now is the time to bring sight to the blind. Now is the time to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Now is the time to proclaim the acceptable year of our Lord. When we get it into our heads that now is the time to make Christmas something different and not just for the Christmas season, but when we begin to live more Christmas every day, as we begin to allow more Christ to get down in us, as we begin to see his ways come and become manifested within us, and we see him blessing us, hallelujah, we will be singing hallelujah, because you can say hallelujah because he reigns in our lives. We're open to him. We let him have his way. Oh, glory to God. And when we know that, we can tell any and everybody, hallelujah, why do I have all this joy? Because I have an up close and personal relationship with the one who they call Emmanuel, hallelujah, Son of God and man, hallelujah, the one that was there in the beginning, and the word was, and the word became, hallelujah. I praise God today that I don't care if mama can't do it, brother can't do it, whatever is going on, I can be open and honest with God because God is going to be open and honest with me, and he is going to do a work in me, hallelujah, so that I can live Christmas every day. I can live more Christ every day. But see, I can't go up there praying with my Father. I got to go up there keeping it real.
That's right.
I got to go up there telling like your T.I. is. I can't go up there talking about fix them, Lord. Uh-uh. If I've got the issue, I got to go up there saying, fix me. And, Lord, I repent. Because, see, I want you to reign forever and ever in my life. Because, see, you was already in heaven. you was already in heaven. But you chose at the fullness of time to come down here to die for my sin. My sin. And I just want to thank you. Whatever the devil tells me, well, you know, I only got a little bit. I can't be giving you all you need. Ha ha, flathead, Jesus will. When I'm walking around and the world is trying to knock me down and the enemy comes and said, look here, ain't nobody gonna pick you up. Oh, you alive? Jesus will.
Yes. Yes, he will.
See? Because you know why I know he will? Because, see, I keep it open and honest and an open line of communication with him. So, see, he knows what's going on with me. And, see, because I came up there and I kept it real with him, you know what? I gave him permission. I was saying, Jesus, I know I got some issues. I agree with you on every one of them. Now, what I need for you to do is pray for me so I can, look, pray that I will allow you to help me. Because I need your help.
So this Christmas, I'm not looking for, I ain't worried about what they doing at Amazon.com. I'm not looking for any mailman. I'm not, look, I'm not looking for any bargains. I don't shop on Black Friday, Blue Monday, Green, none of that. Because I believe that the greatest gift you can give anybody is the love, your love. Share your love of Christ. Share your faith in Christ. That's the greatest gift you can give, and you can get that gift all year round. You don't have to get no wrapping paper, no bows, no nothing.
Amen.
You don't have to stand
girl.
In no return line. Look, if they don't like how them and the Lord work out, look, they don't have look. They, you don't. If they don't like the gift, if they don't want to receive, they find out they don't want to receive the gift. If they want to find, they decide, oh, never mind. I don't want this grace. I don't want this mercy. I don't want to walk in this joy. That ain't your problem. See, they got to take it back. They give it back. You were doing the right thing by sharing it with them in the first place. Amen. So I just praise God for today. And again, I pray that you got something from this message because we really do. I mean, we really, really, really do need to come out of self, stop worrying about what people are saying about us, and begin to really concentrate on what God knows about us. And he needs to know that we love him. And we're grateful to him because if he wasn't born, he couldn't have died. So we celebrate every aspect of his life, his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection. Because we all go through that same process. When we come to him, we have new life. There is the death of the old man. Hallelujah. And then we have that beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit that helps us to rise from glory to glory where God would have us to be. So I just praise God that we can experience him every way and in every way, every day. As long as we just go to him and talk to him. So I just want to give God glory and praise. And at this time, I'm going to, this is my favorite, most favorite time of the whole service. Now is your opportunity to touch and agree. You know, if you have a testimony on how God has opened you up or you agree with the word, you can press your one, and that will let me know that you just want to get your praise on this morning or your testimony on, excuse me, or even your prayer request. And I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. But in the meantime, excuse me, we will start with, we have lots of family members in here today. So we're going to just start with, the Holloway. We're going to go down to the Holloways. We're going to start with Apostle Holloway. Blessings.
And prophetess.
And
you
back. Okay, and prophetess. Okay.
God is good. We just praise God this morning for the word. The word of God, and I love what you said about MAS, MAS, more. I'm going to use that. Praise the Lord. We need more Christ because we need more joy, more peace, more sense of urgency. Now is the time. Praise God. Now is the time to do whatever we're going to do for Christ. If somebody wrote a song, it's something about what you do for Christ will last. But the word of God lasts. It's good yesterday, today, and forever. And we just thank God for that word. Yes,
amen.
The bishop is always on fire, and you were on fire today. So we just thank God for the word, the urgency, the now, everything. And here's Apostle. He's just waiting.
Amen.
We give, bless God this morning. God is
Amen.
Good, yes.
Yes.
This is the season. This is the season. that we celebrate. We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord that he saw fit to come down through 42 generations to dwell amongst us, to see how it feels to take on our infirmities, so that he went to the cross.
Hallelujah.
That he might reconcile us back to God. We give God praise that he saw fit to send his word down and dwell amongst us. We thank God that we have an advocate that stands at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. If we want to be saved, if we want to be delivered, if we want to be set free, God put in motion the ability.
Thank you, Father God.
For us to come back to him. So we thank God this morning that we celebrate. We celebrate all this. We celebrate. Yes, Bishop Cook mentioned it's not about all that gift giving and all that, putting up the tree. Even the word talks about taking a tree, cutting a tree down in the forest and putting nails to it, that it will stand up erect. There's the tree. No, it's not about the tree, but then it is the tree, because the tree is the last place that our Father came and was nailed to.
That's right.
We might be reconciled back to God. I give God praise this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We're going to go to you, Minister Tina. Come on in the room.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God for our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are so blessed that our Lord loved us so much that he gave us his only son. His son was born so that we can be saved, so that he could save the whole world from their sins. How blessed are we that God loved us so much. And I am so excited for your message today, Bishop. It really resonates with what is really the season, which is every day is God's season. Every day that we wake up, and we have the opportunity to spread God's joy, God's hope, God's mercy, God's grace to all who we come in contact with. Even amongst COVID, we do have to go to the grocery store. We do have to go run errands. There is people that we still can see and spread the light of the joy of our Christ and Savior.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Bishop.
Amen. You're welcome. Thank you, sister. That was beautifully said. Beautifully said. Hallelujah. Okay, my sister. Evangelist Kathy. Yes, ma'am. Would you like to have a word, precious one?
God bless the messenger. You know, this season, we look at seasons. Yes, summer, winter, spring, fall. You know, in the summertime, that the fruit's going to bear, and the springtime, the leaves are going to come on the trees. And we know during this season, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. But also, saints, we are raised up in that to believe, know, and believe this, what we stand on. But what we need to do more is this: are we glorifying God? This season, are we doing that? Are we giving the gift of Jesus? Because this is the season. Are we telling the people,
it's
like he was saying, it ain't out about the presents. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Marvelous that you're giving. But are you giving yourself to the Lord, whereas he can use you? Can you be the deliverer of the gift?
Come on. I'm God's delivery girl. And
be fruitful witnesses and bring in our harvest that we're supposed to what we're supposed to be bringing. This is a beautiful message. Can the Lord
praise
use
the Lord.
You right now? Can he use you as his messenger? And
come
would
on
you
now.
Give him the right message? How you living? Or how you
come
living?
On.
Are you walking? The word was saying the time is far spent.
Yes.
It's time to wake up.
Okay, come on,
look
now.
Look how things are going. Okay? Nature is preaching and prophesying to us.
Come
we got
on.
Earthquakes
you,
and dire
you know
places,
it.
Okay? We have floods everywhere. Nature is
trying to tell us
prophesying to us.
Yeah.
We got to tell the people the truth. We have to be
the
honest
whole
about
truth.
It.
And
we cannot
the truth.
Compromise the word of God.
No.
We have to let
Hallelujah,
people know. There is
you.
A standard. There is a standard
yes.
God wants us to live by. And
yes, ma'am.
Want, they're not going to miss anything. You're not going to miss your past.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to miss your future life. You don't have time. If you get busy doing what God say do, you don't have time to do what he say don't do. Because you're too busy obeying God. There's a standard.
You better say that.
Standard. This is the season. This is the
we got
season.
To live in
right
the standards.
Now.
Come on, sis. Right now.
So the word tells us today. Choose you today whom you gonna serve. Those who are falling back, come on back in.
Well,
how about people take you back? Those who are
come on.
Faithful to forgive. This is the reason. That of the season, he's faithful to forgive.
Yes.
He came here for this.
Yes.
He knew he was going to have some problems
yes.
with us. That's why he came. Thank God.
You
Lord
know,
God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
He gave
That's
his only begotten
thing.
Son.
He gave.
You
he
know,
volunteered. Now I want you to
he
volunteer give yourself back to, and give yourself back to God and live the life where God, where your life glorifies God. In Jesus' name,
yes.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, saints. Let the will of God be done in all your lives, and may he bless you abundantly, more than you have.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Oh, see this? Okay, I'm just going to be real. Okay, as my sister, see, this is why I love my family. As she was talking, okay, I got the Holy Ghost goosebumps from the very crown of my head all the way down my arms, all the way down to my feet.
Thank you, Lord.
Because, see, that's what that heart-to-heart, breast-to-breast means, see. Because if you noticed from Prophetess Holloway, Apostle, Minister Tina, now my sister, the Holy Spirit is just moving, and it's moving, and it's moving. And
yes.
for me, every round
yes.
is going higher and higher. Hallelujah. Because,
it
see, I can understand the joy. And just think, Jesus is that indescribable gift that keeps giving. He see, the wonderful thing about him is, even though it's his birthday, we still getting all the gifts. We got salvation. We got
yes.
faith, grace, mercy, joy, peace. Forgiveness. We got that. He didn't need none of that. So I praise God that we need to just start looking at him and thanking him and just saying, you know what? I don't want to put on a show for Christmas. You know, I don't want my Christian walk to be like the Christmas pageants that people just put on every year. But I want to live Christmas every day. I want people to know how it feels when, you know, I don't, you know, you can give people things and they can be really nice things. But after a while, you know, people can forget where they got it, who gave it to you, who gave it to them. But when you share the love of Christ, when you share a part of your heart, even though they may have forgotten what you gave them, they will never forget how you made them feel, how you made them smile, how you may have lifted them up in one of their darkest periods when you just had the common decency. Well, you know, when somebody was, when they were grieving, you didn't need to talk. You just sit there and held their hand.
Yeah.
See, that's Christmas every day. So I'm going to go home now, last but not, certainly not least, we're going to go to the mothers, and you know, we're going to go to the seasoned folk, you know, most, we're going to go to the, I call it the mother part of the motherboard. We're going to go to, first, I'm going to go to Mother Mitchell. And then, of course, last but never least, we're going to round that out with Apostle Zeta Flowers. Mother Mitchell?
Amen, Bishop. Thank you. You know, the Lord is so good to us. And even though he sent his only son, I had people sometime, young Christians, come because I was older, and they would ask me when I was teaching, well, where was God? Why did he do that? I said, he did it for you, baby. Don't you understand that? You could not be standing here asking this foolish question if he had not sent his son. He sent him to save you from sin. He sent him, so when you call upon him, you've got somebody that's more trustworthy than father, mother, sister, or brother, because that's what he is. He is there for you all the time. You have to learn how to trust him and how to be there for him. You have to know who he is and that you belong to him. I want to tell you, share with you something that happened to me on Monday. That's just what Bishop was talking about.
Okay.
I had asked around for a ride to go to the doctor, and nobody was able to take me. So I had told some of my friends, I said, if I have to crawl, I'm going to go see this doctor because I'm tired of this pain. And I know the Lord didn't send it. I also know that he can take it away if he wants to, and I also know that he may not do that. So I'm going to do what he tells us, to be mindful of the doctors and what he has blessed them to do. So I'm going to go to this doctor. I went to the doctor, and I was so tired when I left to go to the doctor, I didn't know what to do. I came back home a couple hours later, and I was even tireder. And when I went to step up, I have a little step up that goes into my house.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I failed. You hear me? I don't know. I can't really tell you what happened. All I know is that I failed. My legs, it was just like they just gave out. They said, we're through. We don't know about you, but, you know, as your legs, we just give out. And I fell on this metal that runs across the bottom of my door. My door faces the road, so
come
people
on.
Were coming by in the cars because it was time to get off from work. They were looking over at me. Not one of them stopped. Not one. That was no surprise to me, and I'm sure it wasn't a surprise to the Lord. So I caught myself inside my door where I was sitting up, but I couldn't get up. So I said, Lord, I need to get up from here, and I know you're the only one that can help me do it. So I just sit there, and I started praying because I trust the Lord. I have all my life. I trust him. I trust him for me. I trusted him for my children. I trusted him for my husband. I trust him. He knows who I am.
Amen.
He knows the hairs, the number of hairs on my head.
Uh-huh.
So I thank the Lord. So I prayed, and I kept trying to get up, but I was still feeling
Amen.
Weak, and I couldn't get up. So I would rest a while and I'd try to get up. I'd rest a while and I'd try to get up. Finally, I guess the Lord said, all right, daughter, we're going to get this done. So I went and I just started pushing toward a chair I have in my house that can bear my weight, turn over and throw me back into the floor.
Quickly.
So the Lord just blessed me to get over to that chair. And when I pushed myself forward to get to that chair, he said, okay, daughter, push. And I heard that just as well as I heard the message
you,
Bishop prayed today. And I got up and sat in that chair. See, that's
Amen.
Why.
Amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, if you don't trust in nobody else,
Amen.
Trust in him.
Uh-huh.
He's got you. He will help you. He will carry you through. He will get you to that
yes.
river and across
yes,
to the
yes.
other side.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Bishop. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Amen. All right, Apostle. Apostle Zeta.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed every comment that was that I heard. I appreciate the message. It was a great message and straight to the point and about what we need to be doing. And I'm more than happy to be celebrating Jesus in every way, his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, everything that he did. We can celebrate that because everything that he did it for us. He had us in mind when he was doing it. And I heard one of the questions was, are we glorifying God? We should glorify him every day. And as Bishop, as you were saying earlier, every day should be like Christmas to us. Praise God, because every day counts with us. And I see the Lord accelerating. We need to step it up, and so that we can stay in step with him and accelerate too and do the things that we need to do, because the harvest is ripe. The harvest is ripe. This is a season, praise God, for us to really be mindful that the harvest is ripe. Praise God. That people are still needing to be saved. Hallelujah. Yeah. And it is so important that we reach souls. Praise God. Because nothing, I believe that more than anything pleases the Lord when one comes to God in the pardoning of their sins and gets saved, because he said in his word that he didn't want any to perish. Praise God.
That's right.
It would behoove us to be in our celebrating Jesus, that be part of our celebration, that we bring souls to Christ. Praise God. And I know you talked about repenting. This is the time. Now is the time. Hallelujah. For letting go and let God have his way. As you mentioned earlier in your message, we must allow God to have his way, praise God, in our lives. It doesn't matter what's going on with us. Doesn't matter what's going on around us, our families, whatever. God has given us an opportunity to meet the needs of others in some kind of a way, all of us. And we all can tell others about Jesus. We can let others know that he has redeemed our souls. Praise God. When we were dead in our sins, hallelujah, he redeemed us. Praise God. And we should let that be stated. The redeemed of the Lord should say so. Praise God.
Amen.
Now the harvest is ripe. The harvest is ripe in every season. So we can't miss. Praise God.
Amen.
And then somebody said that we need to tell, I believe it was Evangelist Kathy, we need to tell the people the truth. We don't have to dilly-dally and beat around the bush. No, we need to just let them know straight up, hallelujah, that they need a Savior, that they need to be saved, that's the only way we're going to make it.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah, by having Jesus in our lives and turning our lives over to him. That's the way we can glorify God. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
And, there's a scripture that I wanted to share. It's at Romans 15, 5 and 6. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Jesus Christ, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let the Church of God say amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You have
Hallelujah.
Been, that works for a beautiful benediction to me. We just praise God today for all that we heard. I want to thank the beautiful servant leaders of Spirit Alive, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Edwin Holloway, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Tina Brown, and of course the ever so wonderful my sister from the Divine Mister, Evangelist Kathy Horton. So we just pray that you will continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. We are just also just want to request that, all, you know, just remind everyone, please use wisdom as you go out in this time, especially now more than ever. Please wear your mask, use your hand sanitizers. Let's do what we need to do to protect one another, because protecting one another from dangerous diseases is an act of love. So we're just wanting
Amen.
You to be safe, be mindful, hallelujah, and just know that God loves you, and so do we. This has been Bishop Shalene Cook for the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. We invite you to continue to walk with us throughout the week. On tomorrow, we're going on Taking It to the Streets, as we're going to have a program entitled, as we head for Christmas, towards Christmas, we're thinking about Jesus, of course. And Tina Brown will be a speaker, hallelujah. And we're just praising God for that. And so for more times and information about us, you can find that in the body of each and every program, or you can simply Google the program or the name of the host or me, and all of our programs will come up for your convenience. Praise God. So on behalf of all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, from our house to your house, it is our prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. God bless you. Go in peace. We love you. Love you, family.
Amen.
You did an awesome
God
job
bless
today.
You.
Hallelujah.
We love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you, Apostle Zeta, for the beautiful card. I love you.
Oh,
love you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Amen, children. Oh, amen.
Get back.
Love you all. God bless you.
Love you.
Praise God, amen.